gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. David.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. Well, we have a national champion on the women's side, T.
South Carolina. Gamecocks.
South Carolina took care of business last night in the women's NCAA championship game.
Congratulations, Dawn Staley.
Yes, on her second championship, 2017 being their first. And, African-American woman, but African-American as well, head coach to win multiple championships. So, I mean, this is a game that they, you know, other than a couple of times where UConn made a few runs to cut it to six, something like that, South Carolina controlled the game for the most part the entire way. And every time UConn would make a little run, Dawn would make us some adjustment. Yes. And, you know, they just handle things. And I'll tell you this, Destiny Henderson, I'm trying to see what her stats were. I didn't realize.
Is she coming back?
No, she's a senior.
Okay.
But in her last game as a Gamecock, she got a career-high 26 points and was just all over the floor. I didn't realize she was 9 of 20 from the field, but I thought it was a little better than that. But, yeah, all over the place. 3 steals, 4 assists. Leah Boston had another double-double. She was named most outstanding player of the tournament, I guess of the Final Four.
She had a little nice little thing. Said they had a meme of her crying last year, and now she started crying again before she finished the
happy
interview.
She told Holly it was happy tears.
Right.
Happy tears.
And I was like, oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, and even Gino in his post-game press conference said that South Carolina was the better team. That they would have needed luck to beat them, and they didn't.
But,
they
yeah,
didn't
whatever. I just.
You know. And listen, while I'm there, people had commented on the last show saying that I was being too harsh off of two times of having experience with Gino, that I need to have a few more times before I can really make an opinion.
I had zero. What they say about me. I had zero. How about that?
They were just talking about my
your examples.
Yes, and that's all well and fine. And I'm not saying that people shouldn't like him. He may be different, you know, to others. But I just know my two experiences have not been pleasant.
I had zero with him, and my experience with him is from what he said, how he said it, the way he was talking. And that's all I need to go on. Like, you are who you are. Your character, if you flip-flopping in person, being a different person than when you send this stuff to the media, then that's another problem. So, and it's fine to be confident, but arrogance is a whole different level of, nah, I'm not with it.
21 offensive rebounds for the Gamecocks last night. That's big time.
Lord, they couldn't keep them off the boards. You ain't going to win a lot of games. You keep giving up that many second shot.
Well, now the women's NCAA tournament is over. That means that 24 hours of nothing but net is fixing to get rocking and rolling. We're about to start recording some pre-interviews.
Some post-interviews? I'm confused.
We do a lot of interviews that are shown during the 24 hours. We pre-record them, so you know, with the celebrities and the whatnot.
Oh, is this for that way where she finished with the shooting competition?
This free throw thing. You heard 24-hour free throw marathon.
Oh, okay.
24hoursmbn.com for anyone that would like to donate.
Look, Brian, we tired of breaking records for. I'm just joking.
And hopefully this, after this year, I can officially call myself Emmy Award.
Lord! Yeah, I forgot about that.
And winner, God willing, and winner.
Brian, don't let these Emmy Awards. We see what happened. They'll lift you up and they'll tell you down. One mistake.
Oh no.
Don't get caught up. But it'll be cool to say.
It will be, yes. Well, I can officially say after this year, because we are going to be at least nominated. So I can officially say it after this year.
And you know, they always be like Oscar nominated, Grammy nominated. I'd be like, but that mean they lost. You know when they be doing that in the movie.
Emphasis on nominated.
Right. Be like, but that don't mean they won. Why are we saying this? It's just the nomination good enough? I guess so. I'm talking about for movies, not for your situation.
Correct. Well, yes. Shout out to the Gamecocks. Congratulations. SEC standing up once again.
I'm proud of the SEC. They looking better. Because there was a down. There was a period when I was like, y'all letting the brand fall off. But the brand picking back up. Had quite a few good teams this season. So,
yeah, South Carolina's fixed to keep right on rolling. They had a few.
But they got some more good signings.
That McDonald's All-American game last week, they had a couple in there going to South Carolina that was, and UConn as well. UConn had a couple. But yeah, there was some talent.
Well, Paige did nothing. She had 14 points. Somebody was harassing her all night because she played 39 minutes.
There again, Destiny Henderson and Zaya Cook and Bree Beal, the guard. This is what was impressive about last night. It was the guards. I mean, the Boston got her double double, but it was the guards that really controlled things for South Carolina. And that's not defensively, sure, they've been decent all year long, but offensively, they have not been the impact. I mean, it's been a kind of a Achilles heel for South Carolina. Their guards have just not been an impact.
They didn't show up.
And last night they showed up, and on defense they just harassed Beckers. Well, I mean, they had Beckers running all over the floor, off a screen. And, you know, when you having to run off two or three screens just to get open, that wears you down.
And you know that he already said that if Paige ain't on the floor, he wasn't confident. But when she got hurt, and it's like, why was she in the game?
So, and AZ Fudd, their freshman,
she did nothing. She
was hurt. I mean, you could tell there was something.
Oh, she got hurt because she did like 3 points.
There was something wrong. She did not play well, and she went out early, and I think people were assuming she hurt something. And yeah, she never really was the same. But if those two get healthy, and then they'll be back next year, that they're gonna be a force.
Yeah, as long as he stay in that conference they in. Look here. Speaking of injuries, I know this ain't on the docket, but I told you I could have something. Mm-hmm. You see my cousin yesterday. I know you may not have watched the game. He out there hobbling around, his shoe off. I was like, bruh, like really? 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 He played through it. I guess that's something. We lost. I was like, hey, I know all at this point you can hope is I can hope is that LeBron can find a way to win the scoring title. Okay, going back to the women's sports. Sorry, that was just a sidebar.
No, you people understand how it is on this show. They know when they hit your spirit, you and it's usually Laker related, so
it's so sad. Woo, woo, woo.
Let's go from the cold of Minnesota down here to the big easy of New Orleans. In the men's Final Four, we got a Kansas and North Carolina championship. But I really want to talk about, I can't really say much about the Kansas-Villanova game. Villanova, they came in with two stars hurt, and it was just everything they could do just to stay in the game.
To stay afloat.
And Kansas just pretty much dominated that throughout. Had that well in hand. They moved on to the championship game. They will face North Carolina, who beat Duke and took down Coach K. Bye-bye, Coach K.
Let me tell you, I had never seen him be so energetic. Now, I don't watch a lot of Duke, but he was on the sideline. I was like,
did you see him kick his leg up all excited?
I was like, yeah, I was like, he ain't never seen, he wanted this game. Because I ain't never seen him like, he used to be cool as the other side of the pillar.
Somebody, LaChyna Robinson, shout out to LaChyna, women's basketball reporter. She put on Twitter a tweet that pretty much encapsulated the loss for Coach K. She said that he has broken so many hearts and you know, won so many big games against people that it's almost like it's poetic that it didn't end in a storybook fashion for him, that this loss happened like this.
He ain't had that many. Well, how many championships they got? Five? I could just be saying everybody got five.
I don't know the actual number, but I just know that he's been won so many big games that
right
broke, yeah. So and
I meant you coached for 100 years. Well, it's bound to happen. Yeah, he got five.
Speaking of 100, that was the very first time North Carolina Duke had played in the NCAA tournament,
which was just astounding.
It's crazy to me. But it's also the 100th time they played since Coach K's been at Duke.
Wow.
What's
his record?
That made the record?
50-50.
How crazy is that?
50-50. The one loss that you needed to be just above 500.
So, you know, in my mind, what that means is you lost to North Carolina on your last game. Your last regular season and your last tournament game. And you couldn't even be ahead of them in the overall record.
50-50. Coach K.
Enjoy retirement.
Well, in Coach K.
In all seriousness. Enjoy
retirement. You've had a great career, sir. Yes. Congratulations. You won some gold medals. Even though I think the coaches don't get a gold medal when they do the Olympics.
They do not.
So, but he's still on the books as the coaches. So, but he wants a gold medal.
He's still considered gold medal winning.
Right. And you had your five championships and God knows how many tournaments y'all done won.
ACC, yeah. I'm sure he's won a few of those.
Yeah. So, you've been successful. Like, it's plenty of people that'll take your career, half of it, and be happy. Look, I don't know who the coach coming out to him.
John Shire, his top assistant.
John, you're going to make it 3-4 years and they're going to get rid of you. This is just how the cookie crumble. You don't want to be the person that come after him because the standard is so high. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, no offense, John, but he is a placeholder until they get the real replacement in there in a few years. That's all that is. They're going to let him be the coach for a couple of years. Until the Duke name starts wearing off, and then they got to bring the next man in.
Okay.
But yeah, keeping with North Carolina and Duke, you brought this to my attention. I didn't realize this because I hadn't seen First Take last week. But Jay Williams and Vince Carter were on a First Take segment. I guess this was at the end of the week where they were giving their top five Duke and North Carolina players, I guess they're top players, and it just, you know, I think Jay Williams just assumed it was a top five deal. Let's see.
Yeah, Jay Will had Jay Will. He had Kyrie.
Grant Hill.
He had Grant Hill, Zion, and Leitner.
Mm-hmm. And then did Vince have?
Vince had some dude named Jay Ford or something.
Phil Ford, yes. Phil Ford, to play back in the day.
Jordan, Stackhouse, Antoine Jameson. Now I'm trying to remember off my head. And Rasheed Wallace.
Okay.
But then he had himself. He had a bench. For some reason, Jay Will didn't do a bench. He had James Worthy and himself, Vince Carter, off the bench. And I was like, you should have been starting. And while I like Jameson, James Worthy should have that other forward spot. I'm just saying. Now, if you want to put Jameson on the bench, but what are we doing? What are we doing? And when James, didn't he lead that team that he got Michael Jordan? Michael Jordan hit the shot, but James Worthy and what's the left-handed dude that shot the three? He played on that team, too.
Sam Perkins.
Sam Perkins and all them. Come on, man. I can't. What are we doing? But this ain't my people, so I can't really get too excited about it. But you could have had some better options.
Yeah, I just feel like, I mean, of course, we don't really know much about Phil Ford. He played back in the era when everything was black and white.
And that's enough to know, Brian.
There was no color.
We don't need to know no more. You remember them guys, how they used to shoot? He ain't finna be able to make it with these people. I'm sorry. It's some people who could make it. He ain't gonna be one of them. Let me Google and see if they got some footage. Because if he got
I'm thinking that he must have picked him just because.
Some stats.
He was a point guard, and I'm sure Vince was trying to put a point guard in there but at the end of the day, when you're picking a list like that, you can put Michael at the point guard. And, I mean, you don't really have to have actual point guard. Because I'm sitting there trying to think, there really wasn't. I mean, there was Ed Koda, there was Raymond Felton. There was some decent guard, Shamar Williams.
But this is what you have to balance. So that's one of the reasons that I said, and I told Larry, shout out Larry. I told Larry, I would put my team, my championship, back-to-back championship, Lakers, Lord, I'm tripping, Gators against them, because you need chemistry and people that's real. Lord, you're going to have Stackhouse out here, Jordan. And because we talking about them in college, we ain't talking about that. So you can't think about Kyrie ain't going to play. He played 12 games. Well, we can just say, he might play 12 minutes and then he got to sit down. I'm just chemistry and they loved each other enough to come back for one of them to try to make it to the league. Like, you can't beat that. You can't beat that. And
I'm just trying to do just a top five for each. For North Carolina, I think.
So we picking the best players, or are we trying to make a good team that's going to have good chemistry, or does that not matter? That may not be relevant. They may.
No, because we're not playing. Look, because we're not playing the Gators. So we just do the best five. Because I understand what you're saying as far as team chemistry and everything, but yeah, my best five would be for North Carolina. It had to be Michael,
of course,
Vince,
right,
Worthy,
good move, big game,
and then I would go. Wallace would be one of my big men. And I'd probably go Jameson for that fifth spot and just be a big lineup.
So you want to be able to switch a lot.
I'm trying to think. Ooh, no. Back up. I'm taking Jameson off. I'm going to put Worthy and Rashid in the post. Michael, Vince, and what was the boy's name? Skinny little boy. Oh, gosh. Well, Joe Forte. You remember him? That boy
could play. That name sound familiar.
That boy could play.
Okay, yeah, so, Brian, I'm looking at Phil Mike can make the team. Y'all might need Phil.
Phil has some very good stats.
Right, but I'm looking at him. He ain't got that. He look like he can run the team. Because you need somebody to control the game. Yeah, he ain't got that awkward looking game. Like, feel smooth with it. Okay, feel good. Y'all can keep him if you want to. I'm looking at some footage of him.
And
he might be a difference maker for y'all.
On the Duke side.
And I like your afro.
On the Duke side of things, Leitner, Grant Hill, I see as big as my North Carolina lineup would have been. I think I'm going to go small with Duke and do Leitner, Grant Hill, and then Trajan Lane, then Bobby Hurley, and Jay Williams. Or Shane Battier. Shane Battier, maybe that'd be better than Langdon. But, yeah.
So, you did say Battier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't believe he didn't put... You need somebody that's going to defend.
You know what? I probably scrap Bobby Hurley, put Jay Williams at the one, Trajan Langdon, two, Shane Battier, Grant Hill, and Christian Leitner. That would be my five.
Do you want to consider J.J. Reddick? Do you want to shoot him?
I considered him.
Okay.
I put Langdon in there.
What about Danny Ferry? Do we get he on one no consideration?
He got consideration, but no.
He got consideration, but no.
I picked Trajan Langdon because Langdon could actually, he could defend and score. So...
Okay, I got one more for you.
Okay.
What about Brand Flakes?
Brand Flakes.
Elgin Brand.
Oh,
I always called him Brand Flakes.
About Elgin Brand. Yeah, he would have.
Brand Flakes get you some posts. Get down there.
And while we going there, Carlos Boozer.
Carlos Boozer. I was gonna. Yeah. Dirty work. You need them guys. I know people like to pick all the stuff.
That's why it's so hard to do North Carolina Duke because there's so many options.
So, I mean, I guess it's your philosophy. Are you saying the best, like that all-stars, or are you saying I want to make a team that's going to be successful? If this a one game, right, is this a one-time, one game, just go with it? But or is this like if we're going to have a little season on the video game?
Yeah, because, I mean, I could have gone with any of that little group that won that 2005 championship. Rashad McCants, Sean May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that whole little group there.
They had a nice little run. And Sean May ain't never heard of him since. What happened to him?
He is assistant coach for North Carolina.
Oh, good. Yeah. This year? Right now?
Yeah.
Wow.
He on the bench.
So he got a chance to win another championship as coach.
Look at him.
All right.
Look at Sean.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and Hubert Davis was a very good player.
He could shoot it. You know, Eric, he got a white wife. Just in case y'all count.
Was a great.
We ain't finna run by what I said, Brian.
What'd you say?
You know, he got a white wife.
Yes, I saw.
Just for all the people in the back that may not have been at the press conference. But anyway, yeah, Hubert could play. You know, any Davis, I'm rooting for him for the most part.
Montrose was a great college player.
Yes,
I rewatched their win against the Fab Five the other day.
And that's what we're going with. So I feel like, you know, I feel like I would make some changes, but, you know, I'm gonna stay in my house and go with my Gators, and I'm gonna just ride that crew. And if I had to make a change, it might be Bradley Beal for the white guy that could just shoot the lights out. I can't ever remember his name. But if we're going by college, and I don't know what Billy Donovan was looking at in practice, because I was like, bro, what? What is happening? How he this good in the NBA and you ain't let him do nothing in college?
Listeners,
what
happened? T is the only college team fan that would literally say something negative about one the best coach in their program's history.
Well, look,
the coach that has his name on the floor down there in Gainesville.
The coach that's doing very well with the Bulls. Let me just be clear. Let me elucidate.
Oh my.
Yes, let me elucidate.
Joakim
Noah, for the people in the back, Joakim Noah was about to lead that team. Green wasn't playing. And as God would have it, if the dude that was a Flintstone from Flint, Michigan, that was the point guard, and the white guy with the curly hair that was a two stars the year before they won that championship, if they don't go to the NBA early, Billy does not play those. Because Joakim was going to him trying to figure out how to get on the floor, and Green was just sitting in the bench. Because the other kid, and you see how look at God. Look at God.
Yeah, I can't think of that kid's name, but he always, the story is similar to Rob Pelinka's at Michigan, where Pelinka was one of the star guards that they had to take a back seat to the Fab Five when they came in.
Yeah, he was sitting on the bench let me see if I can find his name from Flint, Michigan. And I can't remember the white guy's name either, but I remember he had curly hair. And again, if they hadn't left, then Joakim would have left because he was trying to figure out how to get on the court. And Torian Green was a good, he could shoot decent enough. He a solid defender. What's the slinky kid we had that was another defender that kind of stayed for him? They stayed for him because his draft stock wasn't that good. And that's how they wind up winning back to back.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of that roster.
Corey Brewer.
Corey Brewer, yes.
So, hey, I call like I said. Billy was a solid coach. That's what I can say. He was solid.
But David Huertas.
But the Lord shined on him. You know, that team had Maurice Spates. I don't think Spates had a good little run in the NBA. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, just as recently he was still in the league.
Shut up. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I did not realize they finished second to Tennessee that year in the East.
Lee Humphrey, that's the white guy that I keep saying that I didn't know his name.
Lee Humphrey.
And Lord, he's from Maryville, Tennessee. That's right around the corner from my hometown. Lord, I didn't realize Corey Brewer a Tennessean. He from Portland, Tennessee. Well, I just be. Anywho, so that's why I can, you know, I try to be fair and impartial most of the time.
I'm trying to think of why David Huertas' name was ringing a bell. That's the boy that transferred from Florida to Ole Miss and never was
thought.
Yeah. He was like a four-star recruit in Florida. Came in. That's why them stars don't mean anything. It's all about how you develop. Now, that means something to,
some of the stars you can see. So some of it is an eye test and the stars. And some of it is like, yeah, you a three star, but if you put in the work, and that's the importance of being able to be a scout and looking at all of that.
To poorly transition to our next topic.
What are we poorly to?
The fallout from.
Oh Lord, from.
Will Smith and Chris
from the
Rock
slap.
And the slap heard around the world that we spoke of last week.
The first thing I want to say, Brian, is he without saying cast the first stone.
That's,
okay, because we got a lot of people casting these stones.
So Will hasn't officially resigned from the Academy. his Netflix movie that was in production has halted production. It's just, and the video clip that I saw this weekend on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Oh Lord, was it some silliness?
No, not silly. Just the fact that I saw it on TikTok. That's what I'm laughing at. This is not being shown anywhere, but there is literally a video on TikTok of Chris Rock and Will talking to each other backstage.
After the thing, or was that another show? That could be a different show.
It looked like it was the same. It looked like it was the same.
But Will had that. All you need to see is Will's tie, because that's not a tie that you would see all the time. Yeah. Did he have that same tie on?
I couldn't see. His back was to the camera. Oh, okay. Him and Chris would. Yeah. And
because, you know, they had the Sleeping Joe video where they had put, looked like Joe Biden was falling asleep in the interview, but that was a whole little thing. So you have to be cautious.
Yeah, and also there was another angle of after he slapped him, he's walking back and you see Jada kind of laughing at Chris's reaction and everything. So you see that angle as well. We didn't see that in the moment.
Right. It's enough cameras in this place where we can see all of this and see everything that's happening. Because the little bit of the video I saw, I didn't see him ever turn to look at Jada's reaction. Because her response was like, oh, why? And then he was laughing.
She rolled her eyes and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, why did you say that? And then he, ha, 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 ha. Wait a minute, what did he say? And then they all went left. Anyway, this is one reason you don't let man lift you up, because they really quick to pull the chair out from under you. And it's one thing if he was a child molester, human trafficking, out here raping people. But he slapped another person, made a bad decision. I mean, people have done far worse. Spitting on people. And we just, again, if you without sin, go ahead and cast your stone, but it was a bad decision. And that's all. It was a bad decision.
I have not seen an actual confirmation on this, but I know it was kind of back and forth on whether or not the Academy actually reached out to him about removing him, and he refused to be removed. That was the word. I don't know that I actually saw confirmation that actually took place. Because my whole deal was nobody even came and tried to calm him down in the moment. You didn't see anyone. It's almost like they didn't want to ruin the broadcast. So let's not go out there and put a muzzle on him. Because he's out there cussing on national TV. And you never saw anyone in the moment. And then Chris Rock, just bless his heart, went right on with the show.
Right. And so the question is, you don't ask somebody to leave. You get security to go. Oh, if that was anybody else, security would have walked up and been like, sir, come with us. Mm-hmm. Either you come and you can make a scene or not. And I feel like he would have been like, okay, I've already made a mess. I'm not going to make this worse by not leaving.
Right.
Because there's video footage of like a break looked like between them changing a commercial.
Where him and Denzel Tyler Perry and
Tyler Perry. Yeah. Yeah, and so he could have been escorted out then off camera. Off live TV. And so I think they just was trying to cover their assets and say that they did something that they did not. But Will, I wish you had to listen to your 2005 song, Nice Guy. Here's the lyrics. Mr. Nice Guy, relationship advice guy, lights on the vice, priceless smile, look at the eyes, got the look of a survivor, a husband, a father, dissed by Eminem, but didn't bother him. Yep, well, he classy, Big Will just did another 20 mil, walked right past E. I'm a nice guy, why y'all harassing me? On the radio, they be over-exaggerating, so blasé with their lies. They be aggravating me, agitating me, but they waiting and hating me. They be making me crazy, but I be taking it patiently. People be messing with me, testing me, effing with me. And it is, it say effing with me because I got the rap, "You don't curse." I want to send a message to them, teaching them a lesson quickly. They publicly addressing me, disrespecting me heavily. They better be lucky the way my blessings affected me. But calm down, Willie. You don't want to drop the bomb now, Willie. Keep a nice flow for your mom down in Philly. On the news you go if you blow and act silly, you know. And if he had to listen to this guy, this 2005 Will Smith that wrote this rap. Calm down, Willie. You don't want to drop the bomb now. Keep a nice flow for your mom down in Philly. On the news you go if you blow and act silly, you know. Dennis, he's a nice guy. How you doing? He's a nice guy. Good to see you. He's a nice guy. Sometimes y'all mistake nice for soft. So before I go off, I just rah, 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 rah. So, yeah, because like I told you, I'm a fan. I haven't bought all his albums, but I do own that. I can't remember the cover of the album, but this Mr. Nice Guy is one of the songs. And I was like, man, if you had to listen to him, and because now you done been on the news and acting silly. Unfortunate.
Unfortunately, yeah.
That guy couldn't have showed up in your spirit and be like, ah, calm down, Willie. You don't want to go drop the bomb now, Willie. So, yeah, again, my last thing is, he would have been saying cast the first stone, and all y'all just so holier than thou, whatever you want to call it. Oh, the agent, we don't know what's going to happen with Westbrook. Westbrook Productions, by the way, if you see that, people, is Will and Jada's little production company. Westbrook, they're going to halt this and they're going to halt that, and we're going to take a break. And I'm just like, he slapped a man. He didn't spit on him. He didn't hit him in the crotch, which is against the rules, according to y'all guys. Because I always ask, when a fight break out, why don't y'all just go to the crotch? Because when y'all get hit down there, y'all act like y'all about to die. Let's just go to the... And then apparently that's not a rule. Brian, can you speak to that? Is that a rule that y'all just say that's all out of bounds?
That's just out of bounds. It's out of bounds, things, okay. That's one of them.
So, he shouldn't have slapped. But if ifs was fifths, finish that line. I say it all the time.
We'd all be drunk.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Good luck, Will. Yeah. Chris, you know, I hope you come out and say something soon and be mindful of your role in this, because we all had a role in it. And I say we loosely. But everybody played a role in this, even the Academy, because unless Chris Rock went off script, they, you know how they censor everything you say on there. So they knew that joke was coming up. So Academy, your hands dirty too, if we all want to just act like responsible adults and not just point the finger at the one that had the most egregious offense that night.
Yeah, so hopefully everything.
Lord, you scared me. Not scared me, but I was like, what? You back? Go ahead. I was listening to the Laker Nation podcast. Russ Book out here talking about, I don't pay attention to this crowd. Lord, they can't wait to get you out of here.
Oh,
and not the crowd, but this crowd. And that was a home game. Actually watched the game. Well, up until a point, and I saw the wheels falling off, and I was like, this is about to be an end. This is the end.
Yeah, hopefully things will resolve themselves in a fair manner for both, for all parties involved, for Will, for Jada, for Chris.
Well, it looked like this Will is going to take the brunt of it, and he did a lot of heavy listening, but it was a slap. I wouldn't even think this was this big of a deal, Brian. He slapped. It was inappropriate. But again, if it came out, he was slapping his wife. Like, that would be a whole nother thing for me. I'd be like, oh, Lord, he'll, you know, beat women. Well, again.
Well, yeah, even if it was one of the hosts, because three women hosted that, right. Even if it was one of them, then it would have been a bigger deal, you know.
But come on. This is not as big of a deal as y'all are making. I mean, and don't act like y'all don't condone violence. Stop saying that.
No offense to Chris Rock, but he did something that I'm sure a lot of people would like to do to Chris Rock.
Right. He got a show called Everybody Hates Chris. That's for a reason. Like, nobody says that one, that's his experience. Oh, I think I hate my wife. What kind of movie? I was like, that's part of the reason. And he didn't write the title, I don't guess. But I was just like, I haven't been a fan. I've never been a fan of his comedic style. So, but it's still, I don't want him to be slapped. I mean, like, I ain't trying to get people slapped out here, but he didn't kill him. He fine. He took the slap. He did the right thing by not responding. And we just should be moving on and not acting like this is big a deal as we want to make it. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, moving on from
to the fun stuff.
Yeah, let's move on to some. And this not really to preview anything, just to kind of talk about what's coming out for the MCU. We got Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. The tickets go on sale this week.
I didn't know they sold tickets a month before. Is that's normal? Uh-huh. Maybe I ain't been. Okay, go ahead. I don't go to the movies. Go ahead.
For movies of like MCU stature, they've been doing that for a couple of years now. Okay. I mean, obviously COVID halted a couple of that, but yeah, but they like, I can't remember.
Speaking of which,
go ahead.
Did you ever see that 007 movie? That was halted like 20,000 times. I still ain't seen that. I forgot it came out.
Yeah, I haven't yet.
Okay, go ahead. Move on.
Yeah, we got Doctor Strange and Wanda and all them in the Multiverse of Madness. That'll be coming out. Moon Knight is out right now on Disney Plus.
What did you think of the first one? I'm waiting to see. I want all of them to be up so I can keep going if I want to.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I think it was better than I thought it was going to be. I was, you know, a little iffy on it because I really didn't know much about the Moon Knight.
He got split personality disorder, dissociative identity disorder.
Yeah.
Right? It sounds like, looked like in a trailer. Cause he don't know what be happening out there.
I mean, he's one person. I can't think of the guy's name now because he
his plays, government name.
Yeah. So he's Steven, the gift shop attendant at the museum. That's his, you know, his actual persona. Then he's a mercenary named Mark Spector by night. and you know, then there's the Moon Knight character. There's the Khonshu. It's some ancient god that's taken over him, and he's, yeah, it's gonna be really interesting to see how they play this out.
Well, one of the shout out Larry again. His one of the kids was like that. It was DC's version of Batman or something, maybe.
Okay.
I was like, okay, well, I guess if you're doing his work at night and killing, stopping crime, but I ain't seen it, so I don't know.
Miss Marvel had his first trailer out recently.
Brian, I don't know what, I'm going to try to watch it, but I ain't like the trailer. I wasn't intrigued. I ain't going to say I ain't going to like it. I wasn't intrigued. It didn't intrigue me enough to make me want to see it.
Yeah, I think that one was more to kind of show the childlike nature of it. I think maybe the next trailer will get a little bit more of the plot, and maybe we'll see things a little bit clearer. For me, Miss Marvel is just a means to get to the Marvels movie with her, Monica Rambeau, and Captain Marvel. That's what I'm trying to get to.
And well, I want to see what happened to Monica and
right,
because so, we saw in what's the name of it?
WandaVision.
WandaVision, she feels some kind of way. So,
we haven't got anything on She-Hulk or Thor Love and Thunder, anything like that yet. Thor Love and Thunder is 3 months away. We hadn't even got the first trailer yet. So, yeah, so those two, She-Hulk will be coming out after Ms. Marvel on Disney+.
So is, and I'm was WandaVision a one off?
It looks like it's only gonna be one season.
Okay.
Now, that's just the rumors out there, and maybe that means something happens to Wanda in Doctor Strange.
Spider-Verse. I meant Spider-Verse. Strange,
Multiverse of Madness. I don't know. But, yeah, it's looking like that's only going to be... Loki season 2 is already filming.
So Loki going to have another one.
We're going to get a second Loki season.
Is that where you sent me the pictures of muscles of Jonathan Majors?
Oh, no. That was him... That's actually him on set of the new Creed movie. He's going to be in the next Creed movie. But I thought that was hilarious. I said, Lord, he got the MCU body. Cause you know,
right, he all ripped up. Okay, I see you. Aspirational.
But right now, I think... what did I tell you? The Marvels, Secret Wars, and Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania are all filming simultaneously because Samuel Jackson came out and said that he was on all three sets. So he's going to have a role in all three movies.
Let me tell you, Brian.
Uh-oh.
You know how much money this man make?
A lot. Him and Magic and their significant others keep going on all these little vacations together.
Like, what? You shooting three movies at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, bro. I ain't mad at you. I'm just saying.
I can't believe, speaking of Sam, I didn't realize until I was just kind of watching things last week, he got his first Oscar ever last week. And it was he got the Lifetime Achievement Award. What it's called something, but basically that's what it is. Lifetime Achievement Award. And that was his first ever Oscar.
Well, he sure done earned it. Cause he been in every movie under the sun.
Yes.
Pulp Fiction, I guess, was when you first noticed. Well, let me I lie. When you first noticed him, Brian.
Coming to America.
There you go.
Yeah.
Freeze. Freeze. I can't. And then I always forget that was, I was like, Lord, that was Samuel L. Jackson trying to rob McDowell's. That's so sad.
What
and
he
then
called,
Pulp Fiction.
What did he call, the band that just died recently, white guy.
Because he had a cartoon series.
I can't think of his name, Jesus.
Anyway.
Yeah.
He
said, what did he say to him when he was robbing McDowell's?
You know how he cursed.
Yeah.
Louis.
Oh, Lord.
Put your hands and give me whatever behind the register.
Oh.
Fat
man.
Boy. Didn't he call him Fat Boy?
Fat Boy. Yes.
Freeze, Fat Boy. Will you please refrain from cursing in front of these people? In the presence of these people. Yeah, and then Pulp Fiction and then the rest is history, I guess.
You know what I need? I need them to do it. Where are they now on the lady that played Patrice? Because she wasn't in the second one. I need to know what she doing. Allison Dean is her name. How about I didn't know Cuba Gooding Jr. was in that movie?
Who?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh.
He was the boy getting a haircut.
He said, don't stall me, fat boy. Go ahead.
Don't stall me, fat boy.
Don't stall me, fat boy. Come on. And he's trying to stuff money in that McDowell bag. Lord, I might have to pull out Coming to America again. If you would please refrain from cursing in the presence of these people. Who the F are you? All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. I got distracted. You said, what a sister. We don't know. I ain't never see her in anything else again.
Uh-uh.
They didn't even pull her out for the remake.
Yes.
And I don't know if she is not no longer with us or what. Who else you asked about? You know, curly guy, he been around. Jerry, with the Soul Glow hair.
Yes.
Was he on ER before that or after that? Because, you know, he was on ER for a minute.
I believe it was after, because I think the ER came out after that.
So he had, you know, he don't have some good times. We know James Evans. That man's name is not James Evans, but he been fine and getting some work. We didn't see Lisa in much, have we?
I have not, no.
So that didn't work out too well. And honestly, I know that, you know, well, before that, what's his name, had his own show. But the guy that had his own talk show at night show.
Arsenio,
you know. I don't know that he was doing too much acting anyway. Like, he was trying to do, I guess, his thing, you know, with having his show and whatnot.
Well, just to transition back really quick, the MCU stuff coming out. I want to be excited for Secret Wars, the TV show, because I know how big the comic book series, the comic book run on that was. Mm-hmm. But I know I'm going to feel some type of way if somebody that I really like in the MCU winds up being a Skrull. I know I'm going to feel some type of way about it.
I don't think. It can't be. The Skrulls, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what they do with that.
Yes. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, just because that seems like the more you hear about it, the more it's going to be really big. We might actually get the Fantastic Four some kind of way in that movie.
And that award, what's the name one, was the Governor's Award. Not really sure why it's called the Governor's Award.
I don't know. I know it was something that didn't make no sense.
So. Exactly.
Thor, Love and Thunder.
Is this going to actually be about love, or what are we doing?
Well, it's where Jane Foster is going to become the lady,
a superhero.
She's going to become Thor. Is she going to get the Thor-like
power? That's right. The transition that happened, mm-hmm. How many years ago? Was it Comic-Con or something?
Yes.
Or some release they had where she had the suit on? Or Okay, Lucy.
Yeah, and Guardians of the Galaxy, they have one special coming out on Disney Plus, which will be at Christmas time. It's their Christmas special. And then they'll have Volume 3, the final installment of their trilogy, coming out later next year.
Well, I wonder how that's going to work. Well, what's her name, Dad?
See, she came, they brought her back from the 2014 version of her. Is now in the MCU.
So, Thanos didn't toss her off of the thing to get that stone?
So she's dead in our timeline, but that 2014 version that came in at the end of Endgame, she's here, but she don't have none of the, like, she don't know Peter Quill and
she don't know any of that part.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how they kept her.
So she'll okay. Because the last thing you see of them is Peter Quill's on the ship, mm-hmm. right at the end of the movie, looking, trying to search for her.
You talking about the dude with the whistle or something? The whistling dude?
Oh, no, Peter. He's the Star-Lord.
Oh, Star-Lord. Okay, yeah. The main character, the white guy that was taken up while his mama was dying in the hospital. When that happened in that, I remember seeing that, and I was like, what? He don't went outside, mama and him singing, now I don't kidnap him. All right, go ahead.
And then obviously, and we also got Wakanda Forever coming out, Black Panther.
Ah, yeah. It's a lot going on out in the street. Because we don't know, have any leaks been, is Shisiri winning it, or?
And, well, we don't know all that, gonna but be, we do know
no leaks.
That M'Baku got him a nice little raise, so. The guy that plays M'Baku.
I remember. Yeah. M'Baku from that he was on Spencer Confidential. He wasn't playing M'Baku, but obviously. But if you've seen Spencer Confidential.
Yes. Yeah. that we're supposed to get Ironheart in that movie, which is like the next Iron Man. She was Riri, Riri Williams, I think is her comic book
So name. Now we're going to women superheroes with Thor and this person.
I go through how they make her, they make her one of those people that got that grant that Iron Man was giving out in Civil War to those kids.
Right.
Because she's from MIT. She goes
to MIT. Okay.
So interesting. I'm thinking she's going to be one of those people that got one of the grants, and she winds up making her a little Iron Man suit.
Or do an internship with him or something.
That'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Yeah, so much coming on in the MCU. I'm glad that COVID is subsided enough where these movies can get back to production. And yeah, because I love me a movie.
So, Brian.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you've ever watched. Have you ever watched any of these people that eat a lot of food in these short minutes?
I've seen a couple.
Okay, I've seen several of them.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. The amount of food that this one, I think his name Hansen, Joel Hansen. And it's another guy that I watch, Beard Meets Food. He in London somewhere.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
And I was just like, how can you eat that much food and not be sick to your stomach? I mean, they be eating food that's enough for 3, 4, 5 people sometimes.
Yeah, and just eating it with ease. And
Yeah, his name is Joel Hansen. And like he talking about 13 pounds cheesesteak challenge. And I can't understand. I just can't understand for the life of me. Oh, I'm sorry. You know it happens. And then there's another guy. I can't think of his name. But yeah, it's a couple of them I watch. And usually I wind up fast forwarding it a little bit, but because I'm just always be like, how are you doing that? One of them got kicked out of the place because he was eating too much. The manager came up and was like, you got to leave. I was like, they came back before to have you eating that amount of food more than, because they know that people, you can only eat so much. And to have a professional person like this, because it's a lady named Katina. She one of the women that I've seen and watched eat. And she's a little bitty thing. And she be eating like these really big pizzas and all this stuff. And I'd be like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, I got sidetracked because I just saw that on a YouTube thing. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
No, that's all I had. We can wrap it up from there. I'm just looking forward to all the movies and TV shows coming out. Give us some more stuff to talk about. Winning Time, me and T haven't been together watching it just yet, but it's getting better every week. I hadn't seen this week's episode yet. They're supposed to be getting ready to play their first game in this week's episode. So,
well, I have one more question before we close out.
Uh-huh.
When did we start having an HBCU All-Star game on TV? Did you see that?
I did not.
CBS. Okay, Brian, I don't want to throw – I love my people. And I don't know why they're doing this. And it's probably good for HBCUs. Hopefully somebody got some money. But with it being an all-star game, I don't really know how, you know, a specific teams would have got any money. But maybe the kids could have got paid. Ryan, when I turned it on, I was like, is this like a high school all-star, like all-American team or something playing? Because they looked like they were still like they really little. They look. And then I was, you know, I watched a few seconds and then I looked at the court and I was like, wait a minute, that's the HBCU All-Stars. I was like, what is happening right now? I meant to text you and ask you, did you know this was even a thing? And that might have been the first one.
I had no idea.
CBS had that on. It was on at the same time the Lakers was playing Denver. And I said, wait a minute, are these high schoolers? And then I was like, oh, no, they are not high schoolers. I flipped back a couple of times to watch it, but I was just like, this ain't it. This may not be good publicity for y'all because y'all look like high school kids. They were just so small and not that they, I mean, just the way they played, I was like, this is definitely not the NCAA. Does the NCAA have an all-star game?
Yeah, so they had it this weekend. Reese's hosted it. It's they just do it for seniors.
So I wonder why they don't have it on. Because I didn't know it. I feel like I know they had like a dunk contest or something.
Yeah, they did that and the three-point contest and all that. And then they had a senior all-star game. It was, I think, CBS Sports put it on. Not the regular CBS, CBS Sports.
Okay. Well, yeah, CBS was trying to get HBCUs a little shout-out, I guess, because they definitely were on TV yesterday playing their all-star game. And I was like, what is happening right now? Because I thought I was watching some high schoolers.
That's interesting.
No disrespect. I mean, that's just the level of, you know, they ain't going to have that level until some more five-stars start going to historically black colleges and universities. For those who don't know what HBCU stands for.
Yeah, that's interesting. Maybe it's something to talk about for another day.
No, it's not really. If you saw it, no. it was like, what is happening? It wasn't a lot of people in the stands. I was like, I don't really know what we doing here, but y'all must have needed something to put on. And God bless everybody that made the all-star team.
But as always,
I'm just saying,
I am one of your hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with
T. God is good all the time, Davis.
And this has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.